Radio Prague News.
Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas has become embroiled in the ongoing row over the repatriations of Roma from France. Police and firefighters' trade unions have warned that the government's austerity measures will put public safety at risk. And the police have interrogated former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman over the sale of a large mining firm. In his first visit to Brussels since being appointed Czech Prime Minister, Petr Nečas became embroiled in the ongoing row over France's repatriations of Roma. Ahead of an EU summit in Brussels, Mr. Nečas backed France's position, saying that each EU member state should be able to enforce its own laws, and that the European Union should not interfere in what is to a certain extent a French internal political question. However, the Czech Prime Minister later said he had purposefully avoided any evaluation of the steps recently taken by the French government. During a three-day visit to Brussels, the Czech Prime Minister is also taking part in an European Union summit on Thursday and will meet the Secretary-General of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Leaders of the Czech police and firefighters' trade unions warned on Thursday that the austerity measures proposed by the government would decrease public safety. With the number of police officers dropping by around 6,000, response to crime may take longer, putting people's lives at risk. With smaller budgets, firefighters will also not be able to maintain their equipment, the trade union said. The Czech government has vowed to carry out significant spending cuts to bring down the state budget deficit. Czech trade unions are holding a major rally in Prague on Tuesday to protest the planned cuts. The police on Thursday interrogated former Czech Prime Minister Miloš Zeman, along with several members of his cabinet, over the privatization of the country's second biggest mining company, Mostecká uhelná. In 1998, Mr. Zeman's government sold the state's share in the firm for some 650 million crowns, or nearly $35 million. The interrogations were attended by representatives of Swiss prosecutors, who are investigating the sale for suspicions that it could have been funded by billions of crowns which should have been set aside for recultivation of former mining sites, but found its way into foreign bank accounts. The Czech police also investigated the case for nearly a decade, until it was shelved in 2008. Closing speeches of the prosecution, defense counsels and defendants in the Vítkov case, in which four men stand accused of a firebomb attack on a Roma family, will be heard in the first week of October. A court in Ostrava on Thursday finished hearing evidence and adjourned the trial until the 5th and 6th of October. The men allegedly threw firebombs into the Roma's home in Vítkov, Northern Moravia, in April 2009. A two-year-old girl suffered severe burns in the attack, and doctors say it will permanently affect her health. If found guilty, the four men could be given life sentences. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week should be mostly sunny with some rain showers. Daytime highs should range between 14 and 19 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.